to Meim Rashi says, if ye tamadik a food, kechatzi pras, the shear of a chatzi, a half of a suda, is nifsog v'yosoy, melecha v'truma, umidirabonin. Midirabonin though, really, midiraisa food that's tamay can't be matamanodim. Because food is always a rishon tumah. To matama the person himself, you only tamay from an avatumah. Therefore, food that's tamay, if you eat it, midiraisa you're still tor. The rabbonin made a chumrah, if you eat a chatzi pras, a half a loaf of bread, of food that's tamei, your body becomes tamei again to what? That you can't eat truma, akoponim. Or midi rabbanon hu, the einoichol metamei odim, that really food can never be metamei an odim. Rabbanon goz v'sherech liyisub truma achi yitfo. Rabbanon made a chumri here. So this shear, how much tamei food you have to eat, that your goof, your body becomes tamei, that you're not allowed to eat truma if you're a kohen, even half of that. That's half of one's meal. So a kitzah, the shear of two sudas, that's the shear for Rubit Chumin. The shear of one suda, that's how much the shear, how much you have to eat to be in the Beis HaMenuga. If you wait there that long, then your clothing become tummy. And even half of one suda, that's the shear, lifts less a gviya. If you eat that much food, your body becomes tummy. If you're kind, you can't eat truma. So the Gemara now, v'kama mosin shtei sudas. How much is mosin shtei sudas? So Rashi, the Kamal Rav Meir Rav Yehuda Kaboy. We ask now a shallow according to the first time of Kamis. According to Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, what's their shear? How much is the shear of two sudas? Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Tati Rifto Chraisa. Two loaves of bread of a Chraisa, Rashi says that Shinoisen HaKorim Imorim Lesoda HaKorim Manhigim Shvorim. The people that lead the axes. People that lead the oxen, they go to the fields to work, they take bread with them. So two loaves of that size bread, that's called mosin shtei sudas. Rabada barava omar, tarti rifto nahar pafisa. Two loaves of bread that comes from this place, nahar pafisa, trashu mokim nahar papa. The loaves of bread that comes from that place, that's the shir of a suda. Two of those loaves is enough to make an eretz chum with. Omale rab yosef le rab yosef. Pray the rova. Ovuch, command to relay. Who does your father hold like? Rav Meir is to relay. He answered back, he holds like Rav Meir. So, no, Namik Rav Meir is to relay. Also hold like Rav Meir. The Ikrav Yudis, like Rav Yehuda, Kasha, have a Kasha, all the Yam Rinchi. That's what people say. Rav Cholib Sima Shrichi. Has Rav Yehuda holds that people eat less on Shabbos. Therefore, he says Rav Yehuda, take this two Suddhis that eat on Shabbos. So, have a Kasha, and you Rav Yehuda is a cloud of Rav Cholib Sima Shrichi. That when you eat sweet things, it only opens up your stomach to eat more. And that's like the same chur, it fits in very good at the Miris Pshat. The Miris Pshat is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why you don't need such a good suit on Shabbos is because first you have a lot of hors d'oeuvres. You have a lot of sweet stuff first. So when it comes to the main dish, you're ready to come out full. You don't have such a main dish. That's why Yehuda holds you eat less on Shabbos than the whole weekday. So Moreh Sakash, that's a stira to the cloud we say. That people always say, fakert, the more sweet you eat first, it doesn't fill you up. It only gives you a bigger appetite to eat more. So even though you have a lot of goodies on Shabbos first, you have a kiddush, you have other zachin, but a koponim that only opens up your stomach more, that when it comes to the meal, you'll have a bigger suda. Therefore, they hold rather a meyashita, that we go boss the most on shtei sudas of the weekday. Because on Shabbos, you attack eat more food, you eat on Shabbos than you eat in the middle of the weekday. Right, so Yechim Abruka Weimer, he says the shear is of a punjin, midalit soyin besela. That's how big the bread has to be. So saying Rashi says that's called the chatzi akav, half of a kav. So the Gemara, Tono, ukroivim devrayim liyoy shovin. That the two shiur, Reb Yechim Abruka and the Mishnah, and Reb Shimon Shir, are close together. They're not so far apart. Fred Gemara, me dummy, what are you saying they're so close? They're so close, they're very far apart. The Reb Yehuda arba sudas lekaba. According to Reb Yochanan, there are four sudas in a kav. Therefore, two sudas is a chatzi kav. The Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, teisha sudas lekaba. According to Reb Shimon, you have nine sudas in a kav. So it's much, much less. According to Reb Shimon, you just need a third of the third of the bread. So there's a big difference. How does the Brisa say that the shurim are close to one another? There's a big difference. Omer Rav Chizda Rav Chizda, say mehen shlish lechenveni. Is that the Rabbi Yochanan Ruka says that you have from paying dalid so in a seller, you should know the chenveni makes profit on you also. He makes a third profit. So b'zoi really, there's much more bread involved. There's less bread. There's more bread involved. So So the more of Yakati, Lama Tisha, according to Reb Shimon, there are 9 sudis in a kav. Or Lama Shish, good, according to Reb Yechon, there are 6 sudis now in a kav. Like before, we're just saying there were 4. But we're saying now take off 1/3 of that. Like 1/3 of 6 is 2. So add 2 onto 4, 6. So good, so you have now 6 sudis. So there's still a big difference though. 6 and 9 is a big difference. They're not close to one another. So the more elakidus Reb Chizda goes at the other shit Reb Chizda. The yomat tzeimehen machs lechen v'nishin. No, no, the baker makes half profit. So mele is double the size of a loaf of bread. Of a zayv yakati lamar tisha. According to Reb Shimon, there are 9 sudas to a kav. Ulamar timna. And according to him, now there are 8 sudas to a kav. And we were before saying there are only 4. That's because how much the person that buys it gets it. But the chenveni makes half profit, so it's double the amount. So there are 8 sudis to a kav, according to Rabbi Yechin. So the more then it's good. That's why the kamata two shurimat are close to one another. One says there are 8 sudis in a kav, and one says there are 9 sudis in a kav. That's pretty close. About call part of the Mar Kashid of Chizav Reb Chizda, Chutz Tiver and Reb Chizda. One place he says the Chenveni makes only a third profit, and one place he says the Chenveni makes a half profit. It's a stiro. How much profit does the baker make? The Mar Lakasha. Ho de koyoyev balabai tzivi. If the balabos that comes to buy the food gives along his own firewood, then the baker only makes a third profit. Ho de loyoyev balabai tzivi. But if the balabas doesn't come with his own firewood, but the baker has to use his own firewood also, then the baker charges a little bit more. And then talking the baker gets half profit. He gets half profit, so the shear we had before was only half the shear. Really, there's another double amount to it. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there are 8 sudis to the kav, and according to Rabbi Shimon, there are 9 sudis to the kav. There's not that much of a difference. So the Martin Tono, the Bryce says now Tono the Chatzi Chatziayu. The Kopon will come to Rabbi Yechon and shear is those 6 beitzen. Comes out to be the shear of 6 eggs. That's how much challah you have to have for a Moslem Shtei Sudis. 2 Sudis is called the shear of 6 eggs. You have to have enough bread the size of 6 eggs. That's why she says here. Rabbi Ashi hasn't said it yet. Moratono, v'chatzi chatziayu letome tuma seichlin. There's another shear. Our Mishnah so far only says 3 shearim. That 2 sudis is for ruvit chumim. 1 sudis for beis hamnuga. Half of the sudis is for lifslas agri. If you eat the food, you become tummy. Now there's another shear. Like a quarter of the sudis. Half of that is letome tuma seichlin. Let's say you have a piece of food here, and a sheretz a tummy digazach touches the food. How big does the food have to be to makabel tuma? There's a shear for that also. It has to be the shear a quarter of a suda, which is usually the size of a beitzer. Trashi bechatzi chatzi chatziayu letame tuma seichlin. The Rabbi Yechonim Brukah could yislay dainu kebeitza chos revia. That's 1 egg, a little bit less than an egg. Shireihu shear bekika shereiva katzim lechatziye. The Rashi says here, yenimsa kikam punyin roiva kav vehein vov beitzim. According to Rabbi Yechonon, the shear of Moslem Shtei Sudis, how much bread do you have to use to nubit chumim, and that's the locher, that's to be the size of 6 eggs. 6 eggs, that's called 2 sudis. Now, chatziayu, half of that is for beisam nuga, that's gimel beitzim. How long it takes you to eat 3 eggs, that's how long you have to be in the house to matami begodim. Beisam nuga. The chati chatziayu, that's beitzo machsov, lifslos agriya. If you eat amount of food, tomatik of food, an egg and a half worth of food, that's matami aguf. Now, Tumas Eichlin, if a Tomei touches the Eichel, how much Eichel has to be there that Eichel is Makabu Tumma? Tumas Eichlin, Gimel Reviya Beitza, 3/4 of an egg. That's the way it comes out according to Rabbi Yechonon. Ulu Rab Shimon, Shashir, Bekiko, Megimel Akav, Kiko Shleima, Ches Beitzim, Chatzi Dalet, Chatzi Chatzi Beiz, Chatzi Chatzi El Beitza. According to Rab Shimon, it comes out the Shir to Makabu Tumma, that's usually the Shir we always say, the Shir of a Beitza. If you have enough food there, the size of a beitzah worth of food, now a sheretz touches that food, it's makabel tuma. For the Gemara, b'zoi b'tana didan, my time letoni. How come our Mishnah didn't say this last case? Like the Mishnah is saying 2, then 1, then a half. So why didn't the Mishnah say a fourth case, which is a quarter of a suda? Why didn't it say this chiddush that an oichel, the size of a quarter of a suda, 1 beitzah is worth of an oichel, if a tummy touches, makabel tuma. Letoni. The more tumas oichlin, and the more the teretz is
It's not really exactly a half of the shear before. There's a little bit of a difference. The Tanya, like we learned, kama shear chatzi pras. How much is the shear of a chatzi pras? How much is this chatzi pras? Base beitzah, size of two eggs. Size of two eggs. That's a half of a loaf of a bread. Chosa kim, missing a little bit. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda shita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer beis beitzim soichus, exact like squashed together two eggs. That's the shear. Shear Rabbi, and Rabbi made a shear and it says beis beitzim v'yoid. It came out a little bit more, two eggs and a little bit more. Kama v'yoid, how much more than two eggs is it? Is the shear of a chatzi pras? Now chatzi pras, that's the shear of one suda. That's for beis hamnuga. How much is this oidi extra? Echad miyesu mebeitza, 1/20 of an egg. Yeah, now, v'ilu, not again, chatzi pras, half pras, that's the third shear in the Mishnah. That's called half of a suda. That's the shear to listless akviyah. If you eat this much food, tomato food, it's matam of the goof. So last shear was two beitzim. If you eat two beitzim worth of tomato food, it's matam of the goof. Now, vilu gabitumas oichlim. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, how much food has to be there when the sheretz touches this food, the food is makabotumma. Rabbi Nosen, Rabbi Doisa. Omru, they both say kebetza. They say the size of an egg. Now, shomru, kemoyu kliposoi. That it says a beitza's worth of food is makabotumma, it means the way it is with its klipa. Now, it's a little bit more. It has to be an egg with the shell around the egg. No, the way an egg is a shelled egg. Take off the shell. The way a shelled egg is, that's how much food you have to have to mekabel tumah. So you see, it's not exactly half of the one before. Because before chatzi pras, we said some say it's beis beitzim chosakimah. Here we have before it's a little bit two eggs missing something. Or else the other sheet there was it's two eggs and a little bit more. And now the shear of a chatzi, half of that, is not exact. Because here the shear to makabel tumah is a beitza. So you see the shear is not exact. That's why our Tana didn't want to say it's a half of the shear before. It's not exactly a half. The shear before is either a little bit more than two eggs or a little bit less than two eggs. And half of that should be either a little bit less than one egg or a little bit more than one egg. And here the din is not like that. How much food do you have to have to makabel tumah, the shear of an egg? Either the shiloh is with its shell or without its shell. So I quote part of it, since it's not exactly a half, therefore our Tana doesn't say it. But it's not so sure why the Baraita does say it, because it's pretty close. But our Tan only wants to say exactly. Omar Rafris Bapop, Omar Chizda. Zu Divri Reb Yehuda Reb Yosi. This is the sheet of Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi. Abu Chachom Marmne Chachom Holdo, Kebetzo Machza Seichis. No, you have to have, how much food you have to have to Makabu Tumlam, the size of a Beitz and a half. Seichis means close together. They have to be very tight together. So Rashi says, Zu divrei Reb Yehuda, hach braisa de chatzi pras liel. The braisa says the shear of a chatzi pras. That was the last shear of our Mishnah. How much do you have to eat in order to matama your guf? So before we had the shurim was two beitzim. Now we're saying, Reb Yechon, now we're saying, no, chom say, kebeitzo machza. If you eat an egg and a half worth of tomatika food, then your guf becomes tummy. That's a chom shita. You don't have to eat two beitzim's worth of tomatika food. If you only eat an egg and a half worth of tomatika food, your body becomes tummy. Midi rabbonin, that you're not allowed to eat truma. Vaita. Uman chachom, who are these chachomim? Reb Yechon Mebruka. Comes out good according to Reb Yechon Mebruka. Rashi, if you kimna alibu de bekikar sharoi vakav, vav beitzim, shir liyeru. As according to Reb Yechon Mebruka, the shear of two sudis that you need to make an rubat chumim is, that's the shear of six eggs. So six eggs, that's two sudis. Chatziayu, half of that for beis hamnuga is gimel. It's three eggs. If you ate in the house, the shear of eating three eggs, that's matama your clothing. Chatzi chatziayu. Now half of that, our Mishnah says, is the shear of eat it. It's matama your guf. A half of three is one and a half. So now that's the chum say here that eating an egg and a half worth of tumdik food is matama your guf. That comes a good account of Yechon Mebruka. For the more pshita avade, the cheshbon is very good. He starts off with six eggs. Six eggs is two sudis. One sud is three eggs, and half of that is one and a half. So treat this of Yechin Shita. It's coming to tell you the eggs have to be very close together. Like soichel, like squash together. That's the Kiddush here.
Right. Kiyasi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omar, he said over, a maisa happened that Shiga Buniyim, name of a person, Joshem Ish, name of a person, this guy Buniyim, he sent to Rebbe, Moedina de Kondisa, Rashi Shem Haso, he sent him a measurement, the size of a saw, the min usa, that it came from this place, Mesa Mokum. Now, the Shia Rebbe, and Rebbe measured it, and it came out to hold, this saw held, Mosin, 200, Vishiva Asara Bayan. 217 eggs. That's how many eggs fit into the saw. Is Trat Gemara, Hai saw the Hechi. What kind of saw, what kind of measurement is this? Eidim Midbarius, if you want to measure with Midbarius how the measurement was when Klai Yisrael was still in the Midbar, Luchur saw should only have Kuf Mem Dald Hevi. Should only be 144. How come you say here was 217? Read Yerushalmis. That's in Yerushalayim. They had a different, like we'll see later. They added on another six to it. Of Azoi Kufayin Gimel Heavily, shown to be 173. But how do you get 217? Vidi Tziporis, that's another shear later on. They even added on another third to that to make the shear bigger. So now the saw is more of a raised Zion Heaven. It's only 207. So it's still 10 too much. So the Marliyelam the Tziporis. I'll tell you, really, it's Tziporis. So Tziporis, that was a shear. That's this last shear, which should be 207. Abizoy, what are we doing with the extra 10? I see chalosa shadi alayil. The pshat was, he took the shear chala from all these things and added onto it. For the Gemara, chalosa kam heaven, how much is the shear chala? 1/24. So of every 24 bread, you have to take off one. His chura divide 24 into 207. Timna, it's only 8. It was like a katsi botzlei, still it's a little bit too much. Like, you have 217, it shouldn't be 217. It should only be 215, not 217. El Zemara, I see the oidois to Rebbe, Shadjin alayu. Rebbe before said the shear was 2 beitzim and a little bit more. And before we said how much was a little bit more, it was 1/120th more. So add the 1/120th of these 207, now you get it. Fred Gemara, Yochi Ebele Tvei, no, if you can add 1/120th. Of 207 or 215 now will be much more than 2 eggs. So you can have more than 217 eggs. So how did that measurement of the saw only have had 217? The Gemara, it's like it true, it's a little bit more, but since it's not 218 eggs, it's only 217 and a little bit more. A little bit more we don't cheshbon. So therefore, it's good why that saw had 217 eggs. Maratana Rabbanan. Saw Yerushalmis with the saw they used in Yerushalayim was Yisrael Medbor Yishtus. It was 1/6. They added a sixth to the measurement, more than the measurement they used when the Yidim were in the Midbar. The Shel Tziporis, later on they went to Tzipori, they also added on to the measurement there, Yisrael Yerushalmis Shtus. It's 1/6 more than the measurement they have in Yerushalmis. Nimtz, as it comes out, Shel Tziporis, the measurement now we use in Tzipori is Yisrael Medborius. It's more than the measurement the Klai Yisrael used when they were in the Midbar, Shlish. It's 1/3 more. Fred Yomar, Shlish Deman, a third more of what? Elay Moshlish Demidbarius, if you want to tell me Tziporius, is 1/3 more than Midbarius. Michti, Shlish Demidbarius, come heaven. How much is a third of the share of Midbarius are born with Timnin? It's only 48. Vilu Oitfo, Shisin Utlosa. How much more is Tziporah than Midbarius? It's 63. So it doesn't come out good. If it's only 1/3, it should only be 48. And really it's 63, so it has to be more than a third. V'yela shlish to Yerushalmis. It means that Tziporah is added on 1/3 to the shear of Yerushalmis. For the Mar Shlishti Day Kama, how much is a third of Yerushalmis? Yerushalmis, when you said before, it was Kufay and Gimel, 173. So how much is a third of 173? Have chamishin v'timna. It's 58. Avizoi nochi tilsa. 58 less than a third. Avizoi v'ilu oitfo shisan atlosan. Now from 173 to 207, there's only 63. So avizoi, it's more. So it's more than stam a third. The Tziporah is more than a third more of Yerushalmis. Because a third of Yerushalmis more should only be 58. And really now we're jumping to 63.
So it's more, l'chur tziporius, 207 is more than a third more of 173. The more of the Ella, what's the pshat here? How do we have the shear of tziporri? Ella the tziporri shlishti day. It means a third more of it itself. Like divide 207 into threes, it's one third more. That's a third more of the Yerushalmus. Kam heaven, shivin nochi choda. It's 70 less than one. The ilu out for those, still of the cheshmer good. The ilu out for Sama Gimel, it's 63 more. 63 plus, weighs 173 and 63 is 207. So it doesn't stim yet. You can't say it's a third of itself more. Because of a third of 207 is 70 al nochichad, 69. And really it's 63 more. So still something is missing. Elam Rabbi Yirmiyahu Hochikom, this is what I mean to say. Nimtzi so shel tziporri. The measurement of tziporri, that's the last measurement, the biggest measurement, or so of that, Yisrael Midborius. It's more than the first measurement they used. In the Midbar, Karav Lishlishalo, Kamat more, a little bit more near a third of it itself. Now a third of 207, we're saying, is Kamat 69. Oshlishalo, so that's good. Now Shlishalo, a third of it itself, Karav Lamachza the Midboris. It's close to a half of the Midboris. Well, the Hokkam, Nimtzi so shel tziporri Yisrael, Midboris, Karav Lishlishalo. Or Shlishalo, a third of it itself, is Karav Lamachza the Midboris. Like we're saying now, 69 is Kamat half of the Shear of Midboris. Because the Shear of Midboris is how much? That was the first Shear. Midboris was 144. So now 69 is pretty close to that. 69 is close to 144. Mask of law, Ravina. Midi karav katani. Does it say before in the Bryce it's near? It's near. It says clear. It's one third. So still it's not so good. Elam Ravina hokikom. This is what I mean to say. Nimtza shlish shel tziporri. If you take one third of the measurement of tziporri, bivi oidiyah shel Rebbe, with the little bit more, the 120, the Rebbe says it's more, shel Rebbe, yisera master shel mitbarius. It comes out to be more than a half of the Shomit Boris. Yeah. Shlish. One third more. Shlish Beitza. Yeah. So come now with less. Om Ravina Hokikoma. Nimtza Shlish Shel Tziporri. A third of the measurement of Tziporri. Bivyoidya Shel Rebbe. If you add to it the 120th more that Rebbe adds to it, Yisera it's more. Al Machta Shomit Boris. It's more than a half of Medboris. Shlish Beitza. More by one third Beitza more, that's how much more it is. These are the cheshbonos. Toner rabbonos, not the brayso. Reishis are risasteichem. The pasuk says when you take off challah, when you have dough, when you need wheat, the chamesh aminim with water, you make a dough. You have to take off challah to give it to the kohen. How much dough? How much flour do you have to have a chiv and challah? The pasuk says reishis are risasteichem. The beginning of an arisa. Now today arisasteichem. You have to have enough dough there to make an arisa. For the Gemara of Akama Isasechem, what's called an Isasechem? Kedai Isas HaMidbar, the way it was in the Midbar. Good, the Kama Isas HaMidbar, what was the sheer Isa they had in the Midbar? The Chsiv, the Pasuk in Shemai says, V'yo'aymer, the Aymer they had there in the Mishkan, was Asir Sefer, was a tenth of a Nefer. So the Melar, Nisa is a tenth of a Nefer. Mikan Amru, from here we learned out, that Zayin Riboyin Kemach, V'yoid, if you have 7 quarters of a Kav, a flour, and a little bit more is chayevas pechala. That's the sheer how much flour you have to have to make up a challah, which comes out usually, it's let's see Rashi. Eifat Rashi is gimel soin. The minchas yalim right. Yes, that's the shear. It comes out to be Zayin Riboyim, 7 quarters of a kav. The Kem V'yoyt, Chayas Mechalo. Shehen, this is really Vav Shoy Yerushalmis. It's a sixth of the Yerushalmis. Shehen Hei Shoy Tzipur. Comes out to be 5 calves, 5 of a Tzipur. Mikan Armu, from here we learned out. Hoichel Kemida Zu Harei Zebori. Somebody eats this much shear for his meals, that's called healthy, that's good. Or mevarich, I'll get a bracha from it. Rashi mevarich, shein oichu yosim, they're not eating too much. Yosir al kain, if somebody eats more than this measurement, is rafsin, it's called a chazer. Pochus mikan, he eats less than this, mekulka v'meyut. He's not giving himself enough nourishment, he's not eating enough, that won't be good. Usually, it's a machlokes, it's really exactly the ma'aseh, how much a shear this is. Usually they say if you have 5 pounds of flour, that's mechuyev vada to take off challah from, that you have to make a brucha. Now usually if you use at least 2.5 to 3 pounds of flour to make one dough, from 2.5 to 3 pounds, then the shita says you take off challah, but not to make a brucha. To make a brucha, you have to use at least 5 pounds of flour. That's when you have to make a brucha. That's the shita of challah. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.